You're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell, and welcome back to This Week in Weed. The history of cannabis in America is deeply intertwined with that of Black Americans. From the demonization and prohibition of the plant in the early part of the 20th century to Richard Nixon's war on drugs and President Reagan's expansion of that war, racism against Black people has been at the forefront of marijuana's legacy. Weed is now legal in many places, but Black Americans are still more than three times more likely to be arrested for a nonviolent cannabis crime than white Americans. So we are looking at the present and future of equity in weed culture. David Downs is a senior editor at Leafly.com, and he joins us now to talk more about this. Hey, David.
Hey, Larry.
So just last week, the Fresno City Council voted to set up an equity fund. Several other cities around California, including L.A., San Francisco, and Oakland, have done the same. What exactly do these types of equity funds do to address diversity, and how have they affected Black Californians?
These equity funds first started in Oakland after medical marijuana, when activists there realized that you need a lot of intergenerational wealth to get a store open. You need $1 million in a year. So what these equity programs try to do is create carve-outs in the licensing for equity applicants and provide them loans or job training or incubators, things to put a stool underneath them so they can reach into the world of cannabis similar to other people who have different advantages. The people who qualify for these equity programs tend to be from neighborhoods that had a lot of drug policing or individuals who had a past cannabis conviction. And that stands apart from past regulations, which said if you dealt pot, you couldn't be part of the legal industry. And a lot of people have seen problems with that. Other ways to qualify for an equity program are listed in some of these states. They've graduated from the cities of California to the state of California, which now is an equity program to further spur these programs locally. And entire other states across the country are starting to consider it.
Sure. Let's switch for a second to Black-owned cannabis businesses that are able to make it in the state. What are some Black-owned weed businesses that people should know about?
Yeah, it bears mentioning that California has one of the oldest legal medical and adult use markets in the world. African Americans and other people of color have been in on the ground floor since the beginning. And so it makes sense that that California is a place where equity has advanced the furthest. We did a story at Leafly looking at five excellent cannabis businesses in California that are run by African Americans. And down in LA, your way, we're seeing a lot of waves being made by Chris Ball and Rain Family Farms. Up here in Oakland, we're seeing the Oakland Extracts brand from Taryn Buxton really take off. And then you'll see a lot of former pro athletes in the cannabis space. So you got Viola Brands from former Golden State Warrior Al Harrington serving really, really great cannabis. Ditto for businesses like Deuces 22 from former NBA player John Sally, who took all of his daughter's college money out of her fund at her request to start a cannabis business. You see a lot of African-American celebrities that have made money in the cannabis space. The rapper Xzibit has a big pre-roll brand called Napalm. And then the famous rapper Jay-Z is now in the California market with his brand Monogram.
If people wanted to find Black-owned cannabis businesses, how would they go about doing that? You have a list yourself, you said, at Leafly, right?
That's correct. And we're adding it to it regularly. We started a new project at Leafly called Lumen. That's a digital space highlighting Black voices in cannabis. It's got this Afrofuturist look and a Tumblr feel, and it's just telling stories of African-Americans in the space.
You know, speaking of Lumen, are there any stories that you can just kind of pass on quickly here about what's on Lumen itself, when and why it's important?
Yeah, these are national stories of African Americans in the cannabis industry and how they're doing it. So one of the stories involves this gentleman, Seun Adeji, and he's from Nigeria but also came to America and grew up in a home that wasn't very great, but basically got into cannabis. And on the ground floor, he talks about sleeping in his dispensary for the first year to keep it going, and buying all of his inventory for his store on consignment, similar to the way that cannabis dealers in the streets have had to work on consignment.
Well, good stuff. I mean, like any business, people say you can't be afraid to fail. David Downs is a senior editor with Leafly.com. David, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.